Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to remember those who have transgressed against the great spirit of inclusion and must henceforth be forever cast into the abyss of dead names. In this moment of our remembrance, we prove with great grief and wailing the sincerity of our noble tolerance. What we once wrongly allowed in the ignorance of white privilege has become the cleansing rite of virtue signaling we use to prove our purity. Join with me now as we remember those we've lost. First, Whoopi Goldberg, who infamously denied that the Jewish Holocaust had anything to do with race.
The Holocaust isn't about race. It's not about race. It's not about race.
What is it about?
Because it's about man's inhumanity to man. That's what it's about.
But it's about white supremacy.
But these are two
Romans.
White groups of people.
Yeah. Even though Whoopi publicly apologized for her remarks, and even though this pillar of inclusion and tolerance has gone so far as to adopt a Jewish stage name, it is vital to make a stern example of her, as ABC has now done in suspending Goldberg from The View for 2 weeks. The most important thing to remember in cases like this is we want to foster a society in which people are afraid to say the wrong things at all times, because only in that world can the truth get the sort of constant nurture, protection, and reinforcement that it needs in order to pervade our culture. Although some people think we should be more tolerant of errors and extend more grace to people who make them, you and I know that the true test of righteousness is how quickly and severely we can punish such departures from the holy path of accuracy. We certainly wouldn't want to be mistaken for those undedicated persons who care so little about truth that they won't immediately stomp out error everywhere they see it. Well, would we? No. Woe unto all who offend.
Woe unto all who offend.
Second, we want to praise the Camden City, New Jersey School District for its recent decision to change the name of Woodrow Wilson High School to the far less problematic East Side High School. As the very enlightened city leaders explained, quote, "The trustees conclude that Woodrow Wilson's racist thinking and policies make him an inappropriate namesake for a school or college whose scholars, students, and alumni must firmly stand against racism in all its forms." So true. Having realized the inconsistency of affirming anti-racism while honoring a racist president, the trustees have chosen to embrace the demanding challenges of hiring contractors to make a new marquee sign and commissioning printers to design new letterhead in their multimedia blitz against racism. Although we don't have any examples to demonstrate the fact, it is of course our firm belief that if we can change the names of buildings from former presidents to nondescript compass references, racial harmony cannot be long in coming. Despite some people thinking that racial strife arises from deep-seated human tendencies and long-inculcated belief systems that might take decades or even centuries to change, we know the truth. Racism comes from having buildings named for the wrong people. Let the name of Woodrow Wilson be honored no more. Woe unto all who offend.
Woe unto all who offend.
And finally this week, we want to give our most lavish praise for the fine people at Mars Incorporated for their recent decision to entirely reboot the marketing campaign for M&M's candies. As the press release explained, quote, "One of our most iconic brands, M&M's, is announcing a new global commitment to create a world where everyone feels they belong," end quote. The, quote, "refreshed M&M's brand will include a more modern take on the looks of our beloved characters, as well as more nuanced personalities to underscore the importance of self-expression and power of community through storytelling," end quote. These words are so fine that I don't mind simply quoting them to you straight from the marketing geniuses at Mars. Some of the changes to the M&M characters include the formerly objectified green M&M trading in her white go-go boots and alluring poses for cool, laid-back sneakers to reflect her effortless confidence and a desexualized demeanor. Brown M&M will encourage respect by exchanging her stiletto heels for sensible pumps. If nothing else, these two changes alone should clearly demonstrate that the best way to make sure no one ever judges you for the clothing you wear is by changing that clothing into something they won't judge you for. Also, in an effort to promote a more encouraging and supportive sense of community, the red M&M will ditch his bullying tendencies and be kinder to other M&Ms, because a world of playful teasing and mischievousness can too easily trigger more sensitive candies and make them feel othered rather than accepted. To that point, the orange M&M will embrace his true self, worries and all, in solidarity with the more anxious Gen Z generation. Mars also says they will introduce more variety into the body shape of the M&M characters and also stop using titles that correlate to binary gender identities. All these fine ideas remind us that if the rainbow of coated chocolate candies can't show us the path toward harmony, who can? And for any candy companies who don't do everything within their marketing power to eradicate unenlightened iconography, woe unto all who offend.
Woe unto all who offend.
And now with these cleansing rites performed, may we all go forth in loving tolerance and microaggress no more. Woe unto all who offend.
Woe unto all who offend.